Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Third down and two at the five. Under center goes Cousins. Drumming through the formation. Cousins going to hand to Robinson. He'll try and sneak left. Touchdown, Atlanta. He kind of bounced right behind Matthews at the tackle spot and then kind of extended it out to the wing, and then there was nobody there.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Yes, it is a Falcons Monday, regardless of yesterday's outcome against the Jets, who did win 27-24. Another one where you just want to look out a window when it's raining, think about what just happened.
Is that what you want to do?
That's what
I want to bang my head on the table. I don't know about that.
That's also an appropriate response.
I'd love to get a game in New York against the Jets that's not wet and rainy and cold.
Yeah.
Every time we go up there, I was talking to one of the guys that works in the booth, the coach's booth, and I was like, how many times have you been coming up here? I was like, he's like, I don't know, but it feels like it's the same game every time. It's the same game. Every time we go up there, it's sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
The weather is sloppy. Everything is sloppy, and it's cold. And it's just like it plays out that way every thing. I remember two times it's been up there in the regular season. It's been warm. They're both against the Giants.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's the same game, Allie. Every time. It sucks.
So it's a sloppy game by two usually underwhelming football teams.
Yeah. Well.
Stinks.
And that's a bigger – oh, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to train wreck this segment, but Woody Johnson drove by us. Archie and I were standing there waiting for, you know, doing interviews, and he drove by us, and I was like, I bet this feeling's weird for him. And then I realized, winning is something they felt almost as many times this year as we have.
I was going to say, who are we to say?
Yeah, I had to check myself before I wrecked myself.
Well, Dylan is fielding your calls today, 404-726-0929. Let's hear what you've got to say about yesterday's loss. So I did tweet out yesterday just kind of asking, taking a temperature check. Falcons fans, how you feeling? And Albert Barth tweeted at us, I have nothing. Special teams fails again. We just need to fast forward to the second round of the 2026 draft.
Yeah.
And what about free agency? Can we take part in free agency at least?
Well, And Grant, you know, Grant and I were wrapping up post game yesterday, and the conversation kind of came up like, what are you looking for over the next 5 weeks? And I told him the word is clarity. Like, I think you're looking for clarity. And it's not just, you know, hey, let's go out and try to win football games. You need clarity about everybody involved in this situation. You need clarity on Kyle Pitts. You need clarity on Tyler Allgeier. You need clarity on Caden Ellis, David Onyemata. I mean, you need clarity on a lot of different things that are going on this football team, not just at the top, but also on the back end, the guys that are fielding those special teams roles, some of the guys on these coverage units, the return units. You need clarity on players, coaches, all the way up through. Figure out who needs to be on this train before you get to next season and who needs to be kicked off.
I already have answers on almost everyone you just named.
Well, again, there's still five games left.
Yeah,
so there's more of a sample size to gather from everybody.
Love David Onyemata. Price tag and age are going
to be tough.
And David Onyemata's played well. If David Onyemata's willing to take a veteran, more of a veteran-friendly deal, I'm all in because I think he has been fun. This has been his best season as a Falcon. It's not even close. In fact, yesterday he played pretty good. Kyle Pitts, I'll see you. I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
And everybody can you know, like we can get hit up by the one guy who waited, Eddie. Yeah, I know his name. Eddie tweets us in the middle of the game. See? Y'all gave up on him. Just not how to use him. Well, knowing how to use him is putting the ball right in his hands and him dropping it when we knew how to use him last 4 weeks and he let us down.
He was awful blocking yesterday.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
I'll give him credit. When he caught the football, he ran tough and he ran downhill, which is something we haven't seen a lot from him in his career. But I can't sign a guy to the money he's going to want based on having to scheme him open every week and that he might give me 3 good games out of 17 a year where he plays like that. But he was great yesterday. Tyler Allgeier, I would do whatever if I thought I could afford him. I would sign him in a heartbeat. The problem for me for Tyler Allgeier is he's probably going to go somewhere where they're like, dude, we'll give you 49 to 51% of the carries each week. And I don't blame him for taking it. But I absolutely love him, and I love the player. You got to find a replacement in the draft in the mid rounds to me that fills the void that he will, because Bijan Robinson is the.
I don't know where I land on Tyler Allgeier. I have a heart because you're about to have to extend Bijan Robinson in the middle of Tyler Allgeier's next contract too.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how much money I want to tie up in that spot between two running backs, especially given the fact that I don't know what offensively we're going to be a year or two from now.
And it hasn't made sense. Yeah,
are we still going to be wide zone? Because I think that's what Tyler Allgeier needs. Does he need to pull a Tevin Coleman and go to a scheme somewhere else that fits his, you know, kind of the way he runs the football? I don't know. That's again goes back to my point. Do we need clarity on the coordinator positions? You know, Marquise Williams, is he going to be part of this? It goes all the way down from top to bottom.
And if you know, I don't know what's going to happen with coaches in front office, but if they make a change on one or both, don't be surprised if Chris Lindstrom's not on the block, trading block, because I don't know what to think anymore with him sometimes.
Yeah.
Bo, you brought up the coaches and changes that could potentially be coming. I do want to play some audio from Raheem talking with Dave Archer after the game yesterday because I saw the interview. You can see it written all over his face. Doom and gloom all over Raheem's. He's very emotional after the game yesterday, and you were there, so you know the energy. But let's go ahead and hear from him.
You know, you got to go out there and get first downs. You got to find a way to get that first down, get in the field position, get yourself a chance to kick that thing, get out of there. Two exchanges of punts, good defense on one side, good defense on their side. They got the ball back, got close enough for that guy to take a long field goal, and he made it.
I'll give Raheem Morris credit on this. I said before we aired the interview, when I knew Raheem was doing the interview with Dave Archer, and we were on here on the postgame show, and I was sitting there going, I know what Raheem's going to say. He's going to say, we win as a team, we lose as a team. And yet, he got on there in the interview, and he was like, special teams killed us. Mm-hmm. You know, like, played good on offense, played good on defense, special teams absolutely killed us. And then Arch followed up with about the Jamal Agnew muffed punt, and he was like, absolutely can't field it. Can't do it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. You cannot attempt to field that punt inside of the 5-yard line. And he made no bones about it. Like, this is exactly how I feel about the game, and this is the message moving forward. I thought it was well said.
Marquise Williams will get all the blame, which is understandable. He's the coordinator for special teams. But I can guarantee you that he didn't tell Jamal Agnew to catch the ball on the 4-yard line or attempt to.
Yeah.
That you know, you can blame players. I mean, coaches a lot, but players are not. There is no. He was not told to go fill that punt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it is, and so that's strictly on the player. The Jamal. Can I just go ahead and like call it like it is real quick? You know everything you got out of Devin Tompkins yesterday? What, 2 catches and a carry?
2 touches in the first quarter, yeah.
That's what you should have been getting all year at Jamal Agnew, and you've got zilch.
Yeah.
You got 2 kickoff returns. That's it. That's all you've gotten at Jamal Agnew. You've gotten inactives a couple weeks, and you got that. And I hate it because it's one of those situations where you good dude. Everybody likes him. That signing has been a bust for me.
Yeah, it definitely has. And I understand what you're saying about the Jamal Agnew thing, but to me, Marquise Williams' troubles have been so much wider and further than just Jamal Agnew. The coverage teams have been abysmal. The field goal situation's been awful. And Bradley Pinion, I think, just situationally, probably having his worst year.
He's been hit or miss, but
it's like he can't hit him when he needs to.
I don't know how you coach a guy not to muff a punt and how to not shank a punt. Like, I know it's, you just got to do. Well, okay, but I guarantee you that they were, you know, you did everything that you could. Now, the coverage teams, we can have a real conversation about. That falls on Marquise. I'm with you. I'm not making excuses for him at all.
The blocking on return units has been
bad. It's been bad. And we just haven't figured it out. And it's frustrating because it feels like everyone else has figured out the one thing we can't figure out.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and everyone, obviously, very disappointed today. So we are opening up our phone lines to you to air out your grievances. 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Frank in Stockbridge. Frank, good morning. What do you got for us?
Good morning. Another frustrating loss, right? The wide receivers couldn't catch a cold butt naked in Alaska. Kirk Cousins actually did a good job. And just that Agnew thing, man, I don't even know. I was throwing stuff at my television.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I almost do something out of the radio booth.
I could not agree more with what he's talking about the wide receiver position. You and I talked about it yesterday in the pregame, missing four of your top five from week one. I mean, and Darnell is the one. Casey Washington's gone, not playing. Ray McLeod's gone. Kadarius Hodge was not active yesterday, and Drake London injured. We played like it. David Sills has had some good moments. That drop. Kyle Pitts. Would have been a very tough catch. I'm sure Kirk Cousins would like to have the throwback there on the final drive. Didn't connect. And then you have the Darnell Mooney, what would have been a contested catch, a glancing blow from the safety stepping up. Didn't make it happen. They made the plays on the final drive. And that was, with special teams, that was the difference in the whole game.
That might be the one drive in this two-game stretch. I don't know if Drake will come back or not the upcoming week. But that might be the one drive in this two-game stretch where it was just glaring that you didn't have Drake.
Didn't have.
It stings because Sills makes a phenomenal move on that little outlet pass where Kirk, I think, called a change to play at the line.
Yeah, he called a screen.
In the red area. Yep. And it just, Sills made, the touchdown was on Sills. He made the play. And then you can't hold on to it. It's frustrating. I could see that might be the most painful loss I think Kirk took as a Falcon so far because he played so savvy and it just sucked. It
didn't
just
work
sucks.
Out.
It all sucks. Everything sucks. The weather sucked. The game sucked. The ride home sucked just because you lost.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. That's what I was going to say. It's so disappointing, but then you add on that we just came back from a long weekend and it's just.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it. It really doesn't. That's what's frustrating.
Well, coming up, we're going to switch gears a little bit, talk about the Lane Kiffin soap opera that took place over the weekend. And we've got my Mac drop. It's the first. So I've got a game based off that. I think it will really reveal the personalities in this room. That's next with The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.